Hi everyone, welcome back to the MedBullet Step 1 podcast. In today's episode, we cover the topic of rhomboid minor found under the anatomy section at medbullets.com. Let's begin with an introduction to rhomboid minor. The origin of the rhomboid minor is at the nuchal ligament and the spinous processes of the C7 and T1 vertebrae. It inserts on the medial border of the scapula from the level of the spine to the inferior angle. In terms of its action, it retracts the scapula and rotates it to depress the glenoid cavity. It also fixes the scapula to the thoracic wall. With regard to its innervation, it is innervated by the dorsal scapular nerve, which receives input from the C4 and C5 nerve roots. And in terms of its arterial supply, remember that it is supplied by the dorsal scapular artery. Now that we've discussed the major points relating to rhomboid minor, let's walk through a question to apply what we've learned and get a sense of how the topic might be tested. For this question, consider the following clinical scenario. A 25-year-old man presents to his primary care physician for shoulder pain. He states that the pain has been ongoing for about a month. The patient is an avid weightlifter who is training for an upcoming weightlifting meet and states that the pain has affected his training. The patient has a past medical history of asthma, which is managed with albuterol as needed. On physical exam, the patient has normal sensation in his upper extremities and 5 out of 5 strength. Inspection of the patient's back demonstrates medial scapular winging. The patient is instructed to take at least 1 week off from weightlifting. Which of the following nerves is most likely injured in this patient? And the answer choices are: Choice 1, long thoracic. Choice 2, thoracodorsal. Choice 3, axillary. Choice 4, suprascapular. Or Choice 5, dorsal scapular. The best answer to this question is Choice 1, long thoracic. This patient is presenting with a repeat injury likely secondary to weightlifting and a physical exam finding of a medially winged scapula. This finding occurs secondary to injury to the long thoracic nerve. The long thoracic nerve innervates the serratus anterior muscle, which functions to keep the scapula pressed against the thorax. It is commonly injured by repeat trauma, such as reaching overhead to clean or paint, or sports such as weightlifting, or surgery. When injured, the key physical exam finding is a winged scapula, which appears as an elevation of the scapula off of the rib cage. Treatment for this condition is rest and avoidance of the exacerbating activity. Let's also discuss why the other choices are incorrect. Choice 2. The thoracodorsal nerve innervates the latissimus dorsi and is not commonly injured. Injury to this nerve would not result in a winged scapula. Choice 3. The axillary nerve innervates the deltoid. Injury to this nerve presents with a loss of sensation over the deltoid and weakness of the deltoid muscle. Choice 4. The suprascapular nerve innervates the supraspinatus and infraspinatus muscles, which are involved in abduction of the arm. An injury to this nerve would not produce a winged scapula. Choice 5. The dorsal scapular nerve innervates the rhomboids, which pulls the scapula medially and works to keep it pressed against the rib cage. This nerve is much less likely to be injured by repeat trauma when compared to the long thoracic nerve. Finally, a bullet summary. The long thoracic nerve innervates the serratus anterior muscle, and when injured, can result in a winged scapula. That's all for this review about rhomboid minor. We hope that was helpful. This is the MedBullets Step 1 podcast, a daily audio review session for MedBullets, the free learning and collaboration community for medical student education. As a reminder, you can follow along with these podcast episodes by reviewing the topics directly on medbullets.com. You can listen to these episodes on the MedBullets website or phone app while reading through the topic. If the MedBullets podcast has been valuable to you, we'd be thrilled if you considered leaving us a 5-star rating and writing us a review on Apple Podcasts. It will help us spread the word and increase our discoverability tremendously. Thanks for tuning in. We'll see you all tomorrow, right here, on the MedBullets Step 1 podcast.